Welcome to Beach Grassroots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. I'm Emily Horde, the host of Beach Grassroots and the marketing director at Astoria Co-op. Today, we're speaking with Peninsula Poverty Response, a local nonprofit with a mission to reduce the impacts of poverty on the Long Beach Peninsula.
Hi, I'm Megan Michaud. I'm a board member for Peninsula Poverty Response.
And I'm Allie Rose, and I'm the resource navigator for Peninsula Poverty Response.
Peninsula Poverty Response is a nonprofit agency that was formed in 2012 by a group of Peninsula residents who really saw a need to help reduce the consequences of poverty on the Long Beach Peninsula. Started out with one major program and it has grown over the years as we've been able to find more funding sources and as the need has grown.
So as the resource navigator, my position, I'm the only employee and I typically assist people with gas, propane. We also help out with medical copays. Sometimes we don't pick up prescriptions, but we can help out with paying for them.
So what Allie does is provide on-the-spot assistance to people. We are low-barrier assistance givers, meaning you don't need to make an appointment. You don't have to have an address, some other things that you need to have with social service agencies. She is on the ground and goes to where people need the help. So if they need gas to get to a medical appointment or to a job interview or to heat the car that they're living in, she meets them and they get gas. So she's immediate aid to people that need help.
I work Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. People can call. My phone number is 360-214-6241 for emergency help. That's how I meet with people. We only do gas locally there on the peninsula, and we do all of our propane and only do the pharmacies there on the peninsula. We partner with Active Enterprises, and they help us by giving us a discount. And we also partner with the local laundromat, and we provide the washer and dryer every Wednesday from 1 to 3, and the laundromat provides the dryers.
As a board member, obviously we help drive the organization, set our priorities, try to do some fundraising, report out every month about how many people we're helping and what are some other things that we can do. Our majority of our funding is through two Pacific County grants that are very specific about what they will pay for, and they don't pay for everything we do. So we rely on donations to fund the rest. We used to have a half-time employee that did a lot of our more administrative tasks and sat on many of the local committees that are looking to help people in poverty and in homelessness, and we no longer can send anybody there, because 2 years ago, that grant was not renewed. So unfortunately, we had to lay that person off. So we're always looking for more ways to get more funding. And if we had additional help, they could do grant writing, etc. So we rely on the donations from people to finish out the work that we're doing. Because the need has been growing over the past couple of years, we've actually had to reduce the amount of help we give an individual person. For example, we used to give them $30 worth of gas, and now it's $20. So we're always looking for donations because the need is growing. A large percent of the population on the Long Beach Peninsula is living in poverty. It's higher than the county average and the state average and the national average. We have a certain segment that is unsheltered. They live in tents, they live in their cars, they live in derelict RVs that have no power and no water. But then we have an awful lot of people that may even be working, but they're working poor. They do not have the wages that can cover everything that they need. And we have a lot of people that are like on Social Security, but they're making like $990 a month, and they just don't have enough to make it through. So that's the everyday needs. We also have, I think we have four main programs. Would you like me to talk about those? Okay. Yeah. So Allie talked about Laundry Love. And that's once a week you can come in and get a couple free loads of wash. Peninsula Poverty Response pays for that. And then the Long Beach Laundromat provides free drying. And that's been going up. She sees about 20 people, about 20 people every Wednesday that come for that. We also partner with Bloomer Estates that owns the Seaview Laundromat. And they don't use coins, they use cards. And they allow us to buy the cards at half value. And Allie hands those out to people that need them. It's especially needed in the winter months because people that are living unsheltered might want to have to dry their sleeping bags or their clothing off. And so that's a very needed program that we have. We also just started a couple years ago what we call our propane events. We try to have one a year. We've had up to three a year if we have the money. And that's when we partner with a local business, Active Enterprises, to give out up to 14 gallons of free propane to people that come. We also replace their dangerous propane tanks that might be rusted. And we also replace valves that are don't meet current codes. And the last one we did, we saw
over 120.
I think it was 134 people that we helped. We pumped $3,500 worth of propane. So it's very appreciated. There's people that use propane to heat their RV that they're living in, that on the use it for their little stoves to heat water and heat food. So we are trying to do more of those a year. It all depends on how much money we have. Our program that Allie is in charge of is called the Hub. She knows the resources that are available in the community, state and local agencies, and she helps people navigate to make sure they're signed up for all the programs that they're eligible for. One of the problems that we have is that there used to be a DSHS office in Long Beach, and there isn't anymore. And it's in South Bend. And that's 45, 50 minutes away, and people don't have cars. So that's a real problem. But that leads me to the program that kind of started all this. It's called Project Community Connect. It's going to be on January this year, January 29th, a Thursday. It's always the last Thursday in January. In that, we pull together representatives from multiple state and local agencies. I think we're up to 25 or 30 that are coming this year that table and have information. We also have camping gear and clothing supplies for people that meet certain criteria. We also have pet services that you can come in and get your pet looked at. We have free haircuts. We have hot lunch. We have the DSHS mobile office will be there. So we try to pull together as much as we can. We also are partnering with Reach Out Ministries this year, who has a thrift shop, and they're going to be giving certificates to people that need clothing so they can come in and get free clothing. So that's our big main event that we do all year, and that's why we're so happy that the Astoria Co-op picked us for January, because that's a big month for us.
Now, could you please highlight some stories of successful projects or moments that illustrate the mission of Peninsula Poverty Response in Action?
I have a personal story that I talked to a client and she told me I could share. She's lost half of her income and living off her deceased husband's, and the VA took half of it away. She says being connected to PPR has been a godsend because we've helped her with gas to come to Astoria to get her medicine, where it is cheaper than going to the pharmacies on the peninsula because they're not a preferred choice where you have to pay out of pocket, and in Astoria her copays are paid for. She says PPR has been a godsend because she can't afford going back and forth for prescriptions while living on a fixed income because she's disabled and needs surgery. People like her and many others are living on Social Security and making less than $1,000 a month. And the rent on the peninsula is so high. I mean, even the trailer parks are $600-$700 a month. And with food stamps being cut, it's really unaffordable. So a lot of people are really struggling for food and and gas and medicine, and PPR is here to try to fill those gaps. In the past, we've helped people, you know, get gas to go to the hospital to get emergency things checked out. One lady had a finger infection and really needed to get to the hospital but hadn't had the gas to get to the hospital. When she got there, the hospital said that if she hadn't got the gas to get there, she might have lost her finger. She was living homeless in a tent, and we connected her to resources that were able to get her a trailer and get her moved into a trailer park. And so now she's living in the trailer park and doing a lot better and connected to resources to help her.
So with, obviously we're always looking for money because we could help more people. There's a real problem on the peninsula that's the same in a lot of places, in that housing, there virtually is no low income housing. I mean, there's maybe one or two, but they're full with many year waiting lists. Mm-hmm. So people are living in unsuitable conditions. They're living in sheds, they're living in people's garages. I mean, there's just no place to put somebody into safe housing. So that's one of the reasons that we provide people with sleeping bags and tents and warm clothing and rain gear and cooking stoves and hats and gloves to try to help people feel a little bit more comfortable in their situation. The situation to repair that situation is much bigger than we can possibly afford. We did have a shelter program that was funded by a grant, and that grant was not renewed, and we decided we weren't going to continue with the shelter program, because even though we were partnering with a local motel, it only could sleep up to 1 to 2 people, and it was, the cost to us, even though it was reduced, was way over $1,000 a month. And it only helped 1 or 2 people. So the board decided that same amount of money could be used to give help to more people. So our primary goal is to use our resources to give the most help to the most people that we can, and get in contact with people so they stay on our radar. And Allie knows everybody. It's a little community. Everybody knows Allie. And it's the word spreads. And so we want to help as many people as we can so they know about us. We also partner with other agencies on the peninsula that are providing similar work. So if somebody needs, say somebody needed a sleeping bag, we didn't currently have any, she knows who to hook them up with to get a sleeping bag. Mm-hmm. So they all communicate with each other to try to provide services to people. And so it's a real network of support on the peninsula.
So if there's something that I can't help immediately with, I try my best to find a resource that can help them. We have a lot of good resources and nonprofits locally on our peninsula, and also just the state organizations. But we have 4 local food banks, so those are a huge help and a great resource. And we have great thrift stores that help out as much as they can by providing clothing. In 2025, we saw total 414 people, and we saw 170 new people. We had almost 2,000 acts of service, and compared to 2002, there's a huge difference. In 2002, we saw 185 people and had only 509 acts of service. So we've seen a huge jump in the need and
awareness that we exist.
Yeah, that's a big thing with all our new events. With our propane events, we typically get like 50 to 70 new people with each event. Yeah. As the word spreads. And total, since PPR has been started, we have served 1,138 people. We've had 5,430 acts of service, and we've spent almost $100,000 on the hub, which is the gas and the propane and medical copays. And sometimes we do other odds and ends as well. Just depends on the situation. That's not including the money that we've spent on the camping supplies that we give away at Project Community Connect.
We have purchased almost $10,000 worth of supplies to give out.
You've tuned in to KMUN. This production is Beach Grassroots, a collaboration with Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. I'm Emily Horde. Let's get back to my conversation with Allie Rose and Megan Michaud from Peninsula Poverty Response.
We're really thankful for the support we get from Pacific County. Pacific County commissioners grant us money that helps pay for PCC and for the work that she does. And the Pacific County Health and Human Services supplies a grant that pays for partial of her salary. So we're very thankful for Pacific County's ongoing support and for the support of the many businesses on the peninsula that help us out with reduced costs for supplies. It's great, and it's very, very needed. Yeah. It's a great community, but it's a whole, not a lot of resources that are easily available, like maybe in some of the bigger cities. Mm-hmm. So we really need a shelter, desperately need a shelter to get people out of the cold. We need low-income housing. Mm-hmm. We'll work with whoever has the money to be able to do that.
At Project Community Connect, what I do is I have a table, and anybody who's homeless gets a ticket, and they can come over to my table and get emergency camping supplies. We have tents, sleeping bags, tarps, flashlights, hats, gloves.
Stoves.
Yeah, it's all very needed in our community.
Could you talk a bit about your personal connection, why you got involved in this, and how you got to where you are now?
I've been involved in nonprofits for decades. I retired and moved down the peninsula about 10 years ago. We built a home, and after we did that, we wanted to look and see what we could do for our community. And so I have been on several boards in leadership positions. A friend of mine told me about Peninsula Poverty Response, and I decided to be a board member. I was a treasurer for a while, but I am now at-large board member. I'm also involved in Rebuilding Together, which is a local affiliate of a national organization whose mission is to keep low-income homeowners safe and warm in their homes. My husband is still involved in it, build a lot of ramps, and so it's another way to help the neighbors in need. So that's what's important to me, to give back and help neighbors in need.
And I got involved with Peninsula Poverty Response 3 years ago. I previously worked at another nonprofit organization. I knew I wanted to go into social work. I definitely saw the need in our community. I was going to go to college to do social work, but it wasn't affordable, so I just immediately started looking for a job. And I found one, and when I saw the position at Peninsula Poverty Response open up, I had used them so much as a resource at my previous social work job. I knew that was what I wanted to do, because they were able to give so much and really help out in the areas that other agencies can't.
The board really knew that they found a treasure when Allie applied for the job, and we were very happy to get her. She's passionate about her work. She cares about the community. She works extremely hard, making sure. It's difficult on the peninsula because it's really long and skinny, so some of the things are like 25 miles apart. But she responds to people and helps them, so we're really lucky to have her.
I would say I typically get 25-30 calls a day. It can get a little overwhelming, but the need is there and it's growing. I wish PPR could grow as much as the need is growing.
It just takes money and people willing to volunteer to help.
Yeah, we are always looking for volunteers to be board members. We need more board members.
Yeah, so I would say, if you're talking about what do we need, we don't really need volunteers to work at specific events, because we have a whole group of people that will volunteer for PCC coming up in January. There's people that do it every year, and there's people that help out on the propane event. We really need board members. that are able to meet during the day, because that's where the board meeting is. So it kind of cuts out some people that work and can't get away. We're looking for passion about helping people. And then we're looking for expertise maybe in grant writing and fundraising. People that are just willing to pitch in and help on anything that needs to be done. The peninsula is a very interesting place. There's a lot of nonprofits, and there's actually not a lot of people that live there permanently. Over half of the housing stock on the peninsula is either short-term rentals or vacation homes. So you're drawing from a very small group of people that actually live there and want to be involved in their community. And many of us are on multiple boards. And so we're always looking for fresh people to come in with fresh ideas and want to be involved, because the more people you have, it spreads out the workload. So we are looking for board members. That would be great. We're really good at what we do, and we could do even more if we had more money. If we had a lot more money, it would be my personal goal as a board member would be to be able to hire somebody half-time like we had before that did a lot of the administrative tasks and did a lot of our awareness and advocacy by being on various committees that are trying to solve the problems. We just don't have the people that can do that now. Fundraising, we actually had a fantastic fundraiser just last month. We did an adult prom. It was an idea somebody had. We put it together really fast. It was tons of fun. We actually made a lot more money than I thought we would. And everybody who came says, we want to do this again. So that might be something that we might do on a regular basis to try to fill in the gaps of Allie's salary and then to continue on. Like I said, give more money, get more people to help. We could probably use somebody that helps Allie. She has to do not only the in-person help to our clients, she has to do a lot of paperwork. She has to do a lot of computer entry because we have to keep track of everything. So maybe getting help for her to do that somehow. So the first thing has to happen is get more money. The second thing the board has to decide is where to best use it.
The need is growing so much. And typically every month we spend about $2,000. And so when each person only gets $20 of gas per month, I mean, they're very grateful, but I really wish I could do more for them.
One thing she does do is she keeps track of everybody that she helps, because she kind of has a guideline not to spend more than X dollars on one particular person to make sure that we can spread it out and get the most help. Mm-hmm. So she does keep track, and sometimes she has to say no to somebody, which doesn't feel very well. Mm-hmm. So it would be great if we had a little bit extra money that we could help people more.
Especially around the holiday seasons, like right now, I get a lot busier in the wintertime. With the cold, people are using a lot more propane. And with the holidays, people are, you know, wanting to see their families or, you know, spending more on gas to go get Christmas presents or, you know, what they need to do. So,
well, we have a lot of people that live in the dunes, and it's harder to do in the winter, much easier in the summer.
Yep.
It's a tough time of year.
A lot of people who are living in the dunes, it's very wet and rainy, and it's been flooding over there too. And so when their tents get flooded, sometimes they're not repairable and they need a brand new one. And that's also why the laundry carts are so important, is because when their sleeping bags get soaking wet, they can go to the laundromat and dry them out, and then they're nice and warm.
A couple years ago, we noticed that our growing demographic was older women who are now living in their cars. And the reason was they had been living successfully in a rental, and then their rent was upped so much they couldn't afford it anymore. Mm-hmm. So they were living in their cars. And they need gas to have the engine on at night to keep it warm. So that was a really eye-opener about what was happening with the housing issue on the peninsula.
Yeah, that's still a growing problem. I mean, even some people are having a hard time affording a trailer park if you know, they have big medical copays or, you know, with the food stamps being cut.
The board has talked about the upcoming year, 2026, and the strain it's going to put on the community because of the cutback in social services. And the need is probably going to be more for us. So that's another reason why we are thrilled to get any donations that we can. Like Allie said, with the social services being cut back, with medical insurance copays, and the food banks are getting more and more demand on them. But with some of the issues with the farmers and stuff, they're not getting the type of food that they used to. So the food banks are saying that they're not getting as much as they could use. So it just continues to be an ever-growing issue that we try to help. One thing I want to make sure that you know is that we're non-judgmental. We help people that need help. Sometimes we hear from other people comments about homelessness, et cetera, that are negative. But we're here to help people. We're not in the judgment game about how did you end up this way or what. We're here to help.
Yeah, and the need is just going to keep growing with the social services being cut back, and people can't even afford to live in a trailer at the trailer park because the rents at the trailer parks are going up so much. And these people, a lot of them on Social Security, don't make over $1,000.
Yeah, and if you rent $700, it doesn't leave a lot. There are people actively looking to get low-income housing on the peninsula and shelters. That takes committed people that'll work on those towards those issues. So that would be something if somebody wanted to help. They might get involved with some of those committees looking to try to solve the crisis that's on the peninsula.
Yeah, our board meetings are every second Thursday of the month at 2 o'clock at the Pacific County Health Department. If anybody would like to come, anybody can join.
And we have a website, peninsulapovertyresponse.org, to find out information that the board could help somebody with. There on our website, there is a contact form, a form you can fill out that goes to our email address. Our email address is pprinfo.wa@gmail.com. And so if they want more information or just want to meet with somebody to find out more, we'd love to hear from them. And then we have a Facebook page also, Peninsula Poverty Response, that is kept up to date with what's going on and advertising current programs.
All right. And is there any other contact information to share as well?
My work phone is 360-214-6241. I'm available Monday through Friday, and Wednesdays from 1 to 3. I'm at the Long Beach Laundromat for Laundry Love. And so if people can always meet me there.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Beach Grassroots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. You can learn more about Peninsula Poverty Response at peninsulapovertyresponse.org. Beach Grassroots is produced at the studios of KMUN in Astoria, Oregon, by me, Emily Horde. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can find out more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. Beach Grassroots airs the second Thursday of every month on KMUN and can be found wherever you find podcasts. Find out how to listen to KMUN in your area at kmun.org. Thank you.